This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the NDA governments have provided a new model of good governance in the country and urged the BJP workers to ensure that the benefits of new GST reforms reach the common citizens. Inaugurating the newly built Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg in the national capital, Prime Minister said that in those states where BJP is in opposition, it must hold the government accountable to ensure that GST reductions are passed on to the public.
भाजपा सरकारों के हर नेक काम का लाभ हर लाभार्थी तक पहुंचना जरूरी है. इसके लिए भाजपा के हर कार्यकर्ता को हमेशा जागरूक रहना है, निरंतर काम करना है. मेरा आपसे कुछ आग्रह है जो मैं दिल्ली और देश भर के अपने कार्यकर्ता परिवार से साझा करना चाहता हूं. हमें सुनिश्चित करना है कि नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स का फायदा सामान्य से सामान्य व्यक्ति तक पहुंचना चाहिए. हमें ग्राहकों को भी जानकारी देनी है और अपने दुकानदार भाइयों को भी जागरूक करना है.
Mr. Modi further added that NDA government has given the highest priority to the security of the country and instilled a sense of confidence in a decisive battle against corruption by freeing the country from major scams. He said, the government is prioritizing both efficient service delivery and boosting the savings of ordinary citizens. The Election Commission of India, ECI, is scheduled to publish the final voter list of poll-bound Bihar today as part of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR. The final electoral roll of Bihar after the SIR will consist the names of all the electors who filled the enumeration forms to remain registered. Earlier, the ECI had released a draft roll on 1st of August. Starting with Bihar, the Election Commission has said that the SIR would be held across the country in order to clean up the electoral rolls, as the last intensive revision was held about 20 years ago. The eighth day of Navratri, the Mahagauri form of Goddess Durga, is being celebrating. On this occasion, President Draupadi Murmu extended her greetings to the citizens living in India and abroad on the occasion of Durga Puja today. In her message, the president said, this festival symbolizes the country's culture, faith and spiritual heritage. She noted that worshipping Ma Durga in her nine forms is not only a path to spiritual purification, but also inspires everyone to move forward with truth, justice and compassion. Canada has listed the Bishnoi gang as a terrorist entity under the criminal code. The terrorist listing of Bishnoi gang means anything owned by the group in Canada, including property, vehicles and money, can be frozen or seized by the Canadian law enforcement to prosecute terrorist offences, including those related to financing, travel and recruitment. In a statement, the Government of Canada has said that the Bishnoi gang have a presence in Canada and are active in areas with significant diaspora communities. It further said that the gang engages in murder, shootings and arson and generates terror through extortion and intimidation. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. According to the weather agency, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rajasthan are expected to witness light to moderate rainfall conditions over the next 2 to 3 days. Senior BJP leader Vijay Kumar Malhotra passed away this morning at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, in New Delhi. 93 years old BJP leader was the first president of Delhi BJP. In cricket, the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 will kick off today with the opening match between hosts India and Sri Lanka at the Barasapura Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin this afternoon at 3 p.m. The Indian women's cricket team will look to end a 47-year wait for their maiden International Cricket Council title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.